Sometimes I sit there with my beer and I think, we look good together. 'Cause it feels like summer.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Show.
Things are different. Things are not the same anymore.
No, it's all.
We're all grows up.
We all grows up.
Nobody cares.
I'm Mikey.
I'm drinking. I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're here to talk about craft beer. We're going to give you beers to look out for, aka beer releases. We're going to reveal what we are caught drinking. We're going to listen to listeners of craft beer fandom.
And what they've been drinking.
And we're going to talk about beer culture, and we're going to drink beers.
Oh, yeah. Do we have one on deck?
We have something. Okay. I put them in front of Matt purpose, because Matt's a great opener guy. Good opening skills.
Make him bring his work home.
He's got three to choose from right now.
He's weighing his options.
Yeah, he's passing on two. He's going for a third choice now. He's looking at the candy. Nope.
Shaking his head.
Shaking off the signs. He's going back to the original fastball.
Ooh. I love gold.
Everybody's juicing.
Do you think we could start a beer sports network where we just commentate on people opening beers?
Oh, that's kind of what we do, right? he's got the beer open.
Is he going for top pour? Nope, he went for the boss pour.
No.
He's going for the boss pour.
It's Brockmire.
Everybody's juicing. Ah, get this out of. I'm throwing this away.
Freshly canned Virgin Beer Company out of San Diego, California. Given to this by Greg from SD Beer Talk, I believe, donated this. Yeah. This is the donated beer episode. For sure.
On the cloudiness scale, I could handle this one.
But it's Nelson and Citra. Nelson and Citra.
Can't get beat Nelson and Citra.
I drank the other Nelson Unless beer that he sent me, so I don't feel bad. This beer says Nelson hops. I'm going to drink it.
Mm-hmm. We had one last week, the other virgin. Now we're having this one.
Oh, This is Nelson.
Oh, you crazy kids. You did Nelson, didn't you?
It almost has like that oniony dankness going on there.
Yep.
Did they steal Alpine's Nelson contract?
It's like the chives on top of your baked potato. That's what it is right there.
Uh-huh. Nice. Baked potato PA. Where's the baked potato IPA?
You're having it.
See, that's what I miss about a good Nelson beer.
If only.
You don't get that many anymore, huh? Yeah, no. Tugas hasn't really Nelsoned out, right? Nelson's kind of difficult.
I think we've done it before, but the Nelson we get has like, it's a 14-part name. But I think so. There's a few different Nelsons, but.
This Burgeon's all the talk. I've heard them. I think they've been on SD Beer Talk and 3BZine, I believe.
Damn. Double dipping.
There's new to canning. These are just fresh, super freshies.
Crushing.
Everybody's juicing. I love the name. Cool cans. All cool things. Good beer.
It's a good beer.
Mm-hmm. We're also during our tailgate. We had it donated by XL Perro, I believe. Chogue's Nugget Nectar Ale. That's really good.
Mm-hmm. Drinking nice. Mm-hmm. Trowigs. Good job.
And then Pickleweed from Pizza Port Brewing Pickleweed IPA donated by Mikey Topor.
That guy. Douche. He's trying to weasel his way into the show, isn't he?
I want to be on your show.
Did he try and stop you in the parking lot to show you his light bar?
Yep. Hey, come here, man.
Come here. Check this out real quick.
All right. Halogen, bro.
Put these on. Put your shades on. You won't believe how bright it is.
Did you lotion up before this? You're going to need to.
Whoa.
You guys like that pickle-y, huh?
Would not have bought it, so thank you for bringing it. Yeah, I do like it.
Yeah, I saw you drink it, and I was like, eh. I saw it at the store. I was like, eh. And then I opened it up, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, I was saying, like, first couple I had from that six-pack, I was just like, eh. I don't really, I'm not really into this. I'm just going to have to finish the six-pack as quick as possible.
Power through.
Just power through it. And then the fifth one I had, I was drinking nice. I'm like, oh, maybe it's settling down for me, or maybe I'm just drinking at the right time now.
What did you have before you had your first one?
Other beers, probably.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not breaking down any barriers, but it is a good, solid, standalone IPA. It's a drinkable beer. I mean, it's something we would have had 2 years ago and just loved the crap out of it.
Yeah.
IPAs are so different now. It's
so 2015.
We're beyond Pickle-Aid.
But I like that. It's going to be in the rotation, Panic and that beer, as long as I get both of those. Well, I think that's a limited release. Because the last one they did was Graveyards, right?
Yeah. I like I would say I like Graveyards better.
Yes, that was a good beer.
I'm just going to drink this.
He's set for the night. Yep.
I got you. You guys can do whatever the hell you want.
And also, during the tailgate, we had a Justin Clark donated beer, as this is the donated beer episode. Errant IPA from Pale Fire Brewing. They are out of... I already looked this up, and I've forgotten already.
Oh, wait.
Virginia. Harrisburg, Virginia.
What's the brewery's name?
Pale Fire.
Pale Fire is the brewery's name.
Right.
Not the beer.
Not the beer.
Oh, I totally had that backwards.
Oh, you didn't.
I was like, Pale Fire.
You didn't check in and properly on Untappd.
I like Pale. Oh, yeah. Totally checked in on Untappd.
Oh, man.
I like Pale Fire. That's a cool
name. That was a weird beer to me. I don't
weird know. Beer. That's because you used your Yeti.
I opened up the package because Justin sent us some beer mail. Porch bombed us, and I guess I must have punctured one of the can, and it started like giving that little tiny leak where it's just barely leaking, but it's streaming out. And all I could reach for quickly enough was my Yeti cup, and so we're having it out of the Yeti cup, which I guarantee is still cold in there right now. It's
probably colder than the bottles on the table at this moment.
Yep.
Yep.
That Yeti cup is golden for keeping stuff cold.
That'll be good for your drunken shower after the show.
Yeah, great shower beer cup.
Shower beer. I've never done an after show shower beer. That's a brilliant idea.
Usually at 1:30 in the morning, it's a weird time to shower in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is? Well, okay.
Ma'am, for single dudes.
As hot as it is, I think it is time for night showers.
It might be night showers.
Well, that's my thing. I could be at work for 13 hours and get home at midnight. So, of course, I want a beer and like to wash all the stank off before I go to bed.
Just a beer shower? Yeah.
Yeah.
Those work. So, what's going on in the culture? This is my request to Paul.
Mm-hmm.
There's a King or Queens of the Stone Age song, Cocaine. So it goes, cocaine. Now I want Paul to do a culture. There you go.
Metal. Get it? Yeah, he hasn't done any metal. Oh yes, he has. Never mind. He did. Dun, tick,
tick, ding. What is
he's
it?
A metal.
Is it
cut?
It's drinking. No, he's also there's also the.
Dry hop or die.
Isn't it nicotine alcohol?
Yes.
Nicotine, alcohol, marijuana.
Sorry, Queens.
Rated R album. The Rated R album.
Yes, the original. Multi-syllable.
Tangent's kind of metal a little bit.
Tangent. He downpicks the whole time.
He just sends us a clip of him saying cocaine. We're just like, no, that's not what we asked for.
Cocaine.
Ooh, are we big enough to reject a Paul song finally?
So that's metal.
That's as metal as it gets right there. The Swedes would be proud of that one.
Nicotine, marijuana, ecstasy, alcohol.
So what's going on in culture out there?
It's
going
to be stuck in my head all night.
Matt.
So as we know, the brewery sold partial stake to a private investor. So the
I don't know that I should be upset about that or not.
I hear rumors it's Rat Stacy.
Somebody tell me. Yeah, Rat Stacy did it. She's like, yeah.
She's got all that employee-owned
equity.
She's
got that marriage money.
Marriage money.
So long story short, don't interrupt me. Don't rebuttal what I'm about to say. Don't do it.
That just means do it. You realize that when you tell Mikey something like
so,
that. That just means do more.
He sold a portion of the company to a private entity to help grow the business. So they are in an odd place. They're in at least almost two dozen states. They have launched a clean beer, quote unquote. It's a thing, a clean beer series.
I have one. That's good.
And, you know, other than that, it's still owned by him and his dad. And they're still like, well, we need help growing. So this random company that is known to buy companies and flip them. Somebody pointed out that they bought a soft drink company and 3 years later they sold it to Coca-Cola. So people are speculating, well, what if this private entity 3 years later sells their portion of the brewery to Big Beer?
Oops.
So this is my thing. Is this private entity more innocent than a Big Beer company? They still want to do the same thing, not involve a bank, have more money to grow their company. But this could be by somebody that doesn't care about beer. Whereas the Big Beer, even though they're evil, quote unquote, they know a lot more how to brew beer than private entities. So,
well, that's the thing. They could be left alone with the private entity.
Don't answer.
We're answering. I told you it's going to happen.
So I'm just leaving it at that. They sold a portion. This company they sold to has a known history of building companies and selling them. And they weren't bought by Big Beer, so nobody's like flipping their shit. But the brewery's trying its best to say, hey, we're relevant. We're doing something. So that's news.
So look for more brewery beer stores near you, I guess.
Brewery beer.
And watch out for buyouting later on. Possibly. Maybe.
Who knows? And then the Brewers Association released their 2017 beer guidelines. So if you go to their website, you can check that out. I think they just updated. Usually they add new beer styles that didn't exist before. So now they'll probably have a hazy IPA category.
I think they did say that was official. Yeah.
And they'll probably update some definitions and terms. So you can go. Most of that's over our head. That's like the chemistry of beer.
Yeah. So
if you want to know more, go there or ask your local BJCP
or
judge.
Or go to craftbeer.com. Ask your local BJCP judge.
Scotty B.
Hey, does he do that stuff?
There's a few of the warthogs that are.
He can judge things.
Yes.
He's got those skills.
So those are my news things.
Ugly baby judges you.
What do you see out there, Nick?
Mm-hmm,
of interesting culture.
New local-ish brewery, Rocky Hill Brewing.
Oh, yeah.
Lamar? Out of Exeter.
Oh, Exeter. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Exeter right out of Durr.
Other Lamar.
I was thinking that. What's that Lamar one?
Isn't it Bird Street?
Bird Street. Yeah.
Bird Where Rock? Have you seen them? Are they distributing?
They're in, of all places, they're in. Wine and Total Wine.
Nice.
Like this small local brewery out of Lamar that you don't see anywhere in town. Nope. They're at the biggest chain liquor store.
Yes. They fooled somebody.
Yeah.
I've heard
But rumors. They're really cheap. The beer's really cheap.
I've heard rumors that Total Wine moves beer like a lot.
Huh. Hmm. I don't know. I don't trust their dates right now.
Like they move it to different shelves?
Yeah. They move beer to different stores.
10 o'clock guy takes 9 o'clock guy's work and rearranges it.
Yep.
Okay, this is good. That's good. But go ahead and flip places.
And let's just confuse everybody.
Yep. What do you do when you're done? Move this from here. What about that? Well, then I move that from there. Okay, your job sounds good. See you later.
Total Wine. They have singles, but they don't give a discount for getting a single six pack.
Oh.
You know, you're used to getting like a, hey, $9.99 for mix your own six pack.
And you sneak in the one $3.
Yeah. Because this sucker clerk doesn't know the difference. Total Wine, they don't even play that. They price everything individually rung up. There ain't no six pack general discount like at Cost Plus.
But you get free box with purchase because nobody wants to pay for bags anymore.
Yeah, I did get that last time. She's all, would you like a box? It's complimentary.
Yes,
I would like a complimentary box of random liquor.
Thank you.
Random liquor box.
So now everybody looks like they're walking out with a case of Johnny Walker.
Yeah, I did. I walked out and like this one old dude like looked at me and like, I'm just holding this box of liquor, it looks like.
Yeah, one whole box, please.
That guy have to. Nothing, man.
Give me a case of Early Times.
Concern, sir. What I do during the day is my business. Go keep walking.
And I'll be back tomorrow.
I will be back later. When I can get another free box.
Is there one that's going to embarrass you? Like champagne or... Probably. Like, no, there's beer in here, I swear.
There's beer. Oh, there's okay, guy.
When he gets the wine cooler box.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Barles and James box. No, I'd be fine with the Barles and James box.
A D&J box.
Yeah. Some of that.
Yeah. Girls are coming over later.
All of them.
All of them. I got to have Barles and James. We got to have some Seagrams. Right.
Reissue Zima.
Yeah, that Zima, it's out there. We gotta have some Zima on the show. I don't care if it's bio beer.
Barrel aged.
Zima's grandfathered in.
Nice.
You know, some bio beer is grandfathered in. No, it's not.
New rule.
Big beer, I mean.
Clubhouse rule.
New rule.
I don't do a Bill Maher, a very good Bill Maher.
I sent Mikey an Instagram post where the... Aziz Ansari and his buddy Eric.
That's where I saw it from.
They were drinking Zima at a party. It's like, Zima time. And I was like, come on, Mike, you'll appreciate this post.
Yeah.
The Zima downtown party. The downtown Bislas.
Wow.
Having Zimas.
I had no idea there was a downtown Bislas.
The Club One Casino.
Uh-huh.
That used to be a bank and a Bislas.
Whoa.
And the business was right there by the carport when you go into the underground garage.
Yeah.
Crossing the hotel check-in. That's where the business was.
Damn.
It's pretty sweet. Downtown club back in the day. What else is going on in culture, Nick?
Stuff.
I like stuff.
Also Rocky Hill has kegs out and about, Spokeasy and
Rocky Hill.
Pita Kebab.
Yeah, Spoke's been going, changing a keg a week, it seems like.
Wow. Is it the Rocky Hill's been at Spokeasy?
Yep. Mm-hmm. At least one tap recently.
I bet that's good.
I hear it's good.
I had a coffee porter from them, a coffee stout, and I think I had a porter from them. They're not bad. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
So the Ale Trail.
Ale Trail, bro!
Ale Trail, bro!
You know you're waiting for it.
They're shooting for September.
All
right. I have my doubts. Well,
so yeah, you gotta at least get a Pendragon up and running.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's like just go back and forth, dude. Full circle Tioga.
Well, every place that they're talking about has an actual storefront.
And so you can walk by it on your on the trail.
So what?
Well, this would where a brewery would be.
What the partnership's gonna do? If they're not physically open by that time, they're working on everybody getting a one-day seller's permit for alcohol.
Oh.
So that you can at least experience the Ale Trail and try beers from these different establishments, at least for that day. And then when it's fully released, it could be a little bit of time after that. But that's what I've heard is what they're looking at right now.
That'd be cool.
This will be our storefront. try our beer.
This is our front door. Use it.
Yeah. Watch out for the pit right there.
Yeah. Fall in at own risk.
Enter at own risk. But welcome.
But welcome. Interesting situation. I was headed out to the country and out to my in-laws, and it's, you know, they're kind of far out there. So if they know somebody's on their way out, they'll usually make the phone call. Hey, can you bring this on your way out? And so I was already on my way downtown. The only thing downtown decent that I want to go to is the grocery outlet.
Grocery outlet, bargain market.
And I was surprised they had some craft beers on the shelf.
Oh, yeah.
On the warm shelf. I'll give you
that. I already knew that.
You knew that?
Yeah.
But they were good beers. It wasn't like, you know, like Ankerstein. And
oh, whoa.
You know?
Whoa.
I said it.
Wow.
Like something you would find everywhere. Like what would a beer you would see everywhere no matter what be? Yeah.
I mean, craft wise,
yeah,
Anchor Steam,
Sam Adams, that kind of stuff.
Tioga,
they did have Tioga. They had Tioga cheaper than Tioga did.
Ooh, undercutting Tioga.
We don't control prices out in the market. They do what they want.
This is America, damn
America.
It,
America.
If I want to undercut my local brewer, I can do it.
Yeah, so Tioga and Riley's were on like a little independent shelf.
And then indie, bro.
Indie. And then the rest were all on the back wall, like Drake's and Lagunitas.
You love Drake's. And
what else was there? There was all kinds of stuff. Just like Barrel House. Silicon Valley.
Barrel House.
Zima, D&J.
No, none of that.
Wine coolers.
Oh, they did have wine. I don't know if they had wine coolers. That was just interesting. I was like, in a pinch, this would do. Oh, Ninkasi was the other one.
Yeah.
Ninkasi.
Discounted Ninkasi.
Mm-hmm. Bargain bin. Bargain bin Ninkasi. Mm-hmm. I hear rumors.
Oh, man. Fieldwork?
No.
Only a tap room, Fresno?
Oh, okay. No. Never mind. Mine's not that cool.
What? Come on.
I hear Pita Kebab is looking at Hanford for their next location.
Oh. How about let's finish the Fresno location?
Let's finish Fresno.
Stop looking around for other stuff.
Yeah.
The other new shiny object. They're like, oh, I'm done with this Fresno one. It's not open yet. Yeah, over it.
Over it.
How many brothers do they have?
Going to Hanford.
Oh, does each one of them have a store?
I think the dad runs one. The brother has one. Shafiq has one. Somebody else has one.
They're like the Bobby Salazars.
Captain works at one of them. Beer.
Or pita kebabs.
Yeah.
Sal's. Bobby Sal's. Salazars.
This is the Sal's original. No, this is the Sal's.
This
original.
Is the other. This is the brother's original brother, Sal's. How's it going?
Yeah.
That all?
Yeah. So if your fridge was getting ready to take a shit, what would you save? The beer or the food? Ready, go.
Gosh, beer.
Okay.
Food can, you know. I was probably gonna throw out the food anyway. It's rare that, you know, leftovers get used anyway.
Yeah.
I always think like, oh, we might use this. I better put this away. And then I have to throw it out in another week.
I would save both. Yeah. I would just have to explain why one fridge has both things in them.
Oh, so you're saying you got two fridges is what you're saying.
If you're like my cruise, you have three beer fridges at your house.
Okay.
And one at work.
So if you're on Mike Cruz and you only have one fridge for food and beer.
Oh, man. You poor man.
Am I doing it wrong?
Yeah. I'd save the beer just because chances are I wouldn't get around to the food anyways and just be, I'm going to go get tacos.
We could always get more tacos.
Yeah.
All right. I was just making sure I wasn't crazy. No, I thought my fridge was taking a shit.
You're like, hey, get the beer.
What do I do? Where do I put all this food? It's like, where do I put all my beer?
Yeah. Well, you can run it over here.
Can't let it get warm.
Oh, I'll keep it safe.
Oh, no. I'm not falling for that again.
How are you going to go to the Firestone Walker next weekend?
Oh, yeah. No.
None of us are going. I'm sure some listeners are going. I know.
I meant to check. How much are tickets, secondhand tickets going for?
Oh, I haven't checked that.
I wonder.
Tony Bags has a party every year, a pre-party, night before, Firestone Walker Eve party. So if you know how to get hold of Tony Bags and you're going to Firestone Walker Invitational, hook it up. It's going to be a big get it.
Hook it.
They announced the lineup, the beer lineup.
Hit your wagon.
I'm just going to kind of randomly go through some of these. Three Floyds is going to be there. They're going to have three.
Ooh, let's play Is It Metal.
Three Floyds, metal.
Metal.
Laser Snake, Sicario Pina, and Zombie Dust.
Laser Snake?
Yeah, that's what Three Floyds is bringing. That's metal. Laser Snake. I want some of that Laser Snake.
Yeah,
let's see. Arizona Wilderness is going to be there. You're going to have the Stuffing, Warp Riders, California Lemon Law.
Are these beers or breweries?
Yes, beers. Those are from Arizona Wilderness. Bagby is going to be there. Wow. Biggie Stout, Fancy Pants, Struggle Bus.
Nice.
Sweet Ride Bohemian Pilsner.
Sweet Ride, bro.
Beechwood. They're going to have Amalgamator, Barrel Age Mocha Machine, Foam Top, and System of a Stout. See some other ones.
Did you see Beechwood's new Thrill Seeker Double? They got like a new label.
Oh, I haven't seen that. I want to try. I want to label by.
Label by Edge.
Let's see. Creature Comforts is going to be there. They're going to have Existence, Tritonia, and Tropicalia. Had it.
What?
Had it. That's good beer. Tropicalia. It's a good beer. Faction's going to have Citrus Sun Pills, Stud Muffin IPA, and a barrel aged beer. You don't need to know the name.
That's the name? You don't need to know the name.
No, that's why I need it. Half Acre's going to be there. Galactic Double Daisy Cutter. Woohoo, that Daisy Cutter is good beer. Tuna. Ooh, I'm not sure about tuna beer.
Sounds great.
Nebraska Brewing Company. I've always wanted a Nebraska Brewing Company. They have an IPA Mosaic. Mother of All Betty's. To Russian River. I've heard of these guys.
Who?
Scratching Post.
Did they sell out?
I've never heard of Scratching Post from Russian River. Pliny the Elder, Beautification. Society.
Ooh, yeah.
The Highwayman, the Publican, the Savage. Wicked Wheat. Oh, shit. They're allowing Wicked Wheat to come. I wonder if this is like old or they're just going to go ahead and allow it. This is a pre-buyout, probably, beer. Interesting, interesting. Wonder if they're going to get the stink eye.
No, we do a couple on the table.
We do. We don't have the fridge mic going, so Nichols going there. So I expect to have reports back, although we're still a week away from Firestone Walker.
So StubHub has them for 130 right now.
Oh, that doesn't seem bad.
You would do it?
I'm thinking about it. Except I'm not, but I'm thinking about it.
I love gold!
Ooh, a Dust Bowl.
What is the new beer? Dust Bowl Brewing?
Vanilla Wafers.
Donated to us by Dust Bowl Brewing.
Speaking of...
This is a donated episode.
Did you hear they're trying to expand again?
Yeah.
They brought their old... brewing system to their new location.
Mm-hmm.
so that they can brew the smaller batches, because their old brew system is like a 10 to 15 barrel size.
I got access to that old brewing system room from Kenan, one of the brewers, and that was like their OG system, and that's what he'll show me is they just did their experimental batches in there. There was like, I want to say like four fermenters, bright tanks in there or something, and yeah, so now it's going to be there at the on site, huh? That's interesting. Mm. Well, if that's all it is, that's not really expansion because they're using it. It's just consolidation is all that is.
This is a little bit strange, but it's kind of good.
It's vanilla.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like a Cali Creamin' type beer.
It's almost a cream ale, yeah.
It's got a cool label. It's a 12-ounce bottle, 4.5% vanilla blonde, California line.
It's kind of vanilla blonde?
It's got like a Prospector old, you know, 1920s-ish car.
What'd you say?
Model T. It's an old Model T.
Hot off the line.
Oh, no, pretty those cool. Were made by pretty hands, cool. It's got like maybe like a downtown LA kind of skyline on it. Pretty cool. I like it, Dust Bowl. Thank you, Dust Bowl.
That's good beer.
Turlock's on Dust Bowl. If you're going through the valley, you got to stop at Dust Bowl. Boing. Sam Adams.
Oh, yes.
Doing a nice thing.
Thank you.
Still craft. As termed by themselves.
Under as changed, 6 billion barrels.
As they changed it by themselves, but still craft beer. They've teamed up with a thing called American Dream U. So you can buy a military, a veteran or a current military person a beer.
I'm glad you finished that with beer. You could buy a military person.
Buy yourself. It's called Pour One Forward, and that's going on till July 5th. You can find out more information at samuelams.com. But basically what it is there's locations around the country that you can buy. Basically, you buy a voucher, kind of like how Spokeasy here has a board that you can buy somebody a beer, and they can come in later and see if their name's on the board and get a free beer. That already been bought. This you can do this for a military person, and so when somebody from the military comes in to whatever said restaurant or bar, they can see like, oh, is there anybody? Has anybody bought me a beer? And they can be like, yeah, and they can get free beer. And then there's also a number you can text and all that stuff. So I thought it was kind of cool.
Yeah,
you can buy.
I'm gonna buy one for Bob Shart.
Yep.
I'm Bob sorry.
Whenever we have to test, fill out forms at work, you know, like field forms to like an order something. That's the test name, Bob Shart.
All right,
1234 Fake Street.
Damn it, Fake Street.
Oh,
I always get turned around.
There must be so much beer sent there because that's where
you tell all the orders. Yes, Fake Street.
I didn't look to see when we were at Spokeasy if anyone put a beer up on the board for any of us.
Nice.
No.
Wait.
No,
go.
You looked. You're like, no.
The brother bought me one probably about almost a year ago, but that was it. None of us have been on the board since.
Keep checking though for us, Matt.
Oh, I do.
Good.
Hey, Mike said he's never going to come in, so can I just take this?
It's cool. He said, it's cool. He signed off.
That's why he checks.
I guess that's enough culture. Was there something more you had, Nick? Or were you,
not unless something pops in my head. I
anticipate you being done. All right. Well, let us know. Something pops.
Mm-hmm.
Something pops, bro. You can email us. You don't always have to voicemail us if you need to tell us something. You can email us too. But you can also voice email us.
Uh-oh.
There's various things you can do.
I'm guessing Ed.
Oh, you're guessing Ed, huh?
It feels like an Ed.
Let's see if you were right.
Let me press record.
Mm-mm.
Orderly, the perfect boy. Treating me here. Guess what, eh? I'm driving. And guess what I'm also doing? I'm fucking recording.
Oh.
And I made sure I pressed the record button. That's it.
Overrated.
Anyways, Holmes, enough of that. I'm sure little Mikey is getting a lot of fucking shit for it.
Not enough,
figured
really.
I give him a little bit too, Holmes. But here you go. Happy fucking 201 episodes, eh? Congratulations. You so, and that's about it, Holmes. I don't want to talk about it. I feel like I got abducted by fucking aliens, Holmes. Not the illegal ones, but like the ones from outer space, Holmes. Because I went from like 199 to 201, Holmes. So something's missing there, S.A.
Well, anyway, 99 to the 201.
Cop been drinking, S.A. Cop been drinking a lot of Noble L Works, S.A.
Nice.
Great beers. Fuck whatever I drank. I don't know the names, but they were in Crowlers, eh? Also, like to, Scotty B will be in the 818, but too bad I won't be able to fucking hook up with Scotty B. I have some, prior engagements with my wife, my girl, my Heina Holmes, and I gotta step
family
up
man,
as a husband, Holmes, and, you know, take care of business, that's it. So, Scotty B, I apologize, Holmes, in advance again. I wish I could be there and hang out with you, but you already know the situation, that's it.
That's okay, Chief.
But I do have some beers for you. As a matter of fact, I'll let you know right now, S.A., what I got for you. I got a couple Noble L Works for you, S.A. Some good stuff, S.A.
We didn't get
and
those.
A few some
not
like
cool.
Cheap stuff, Holmes, like some extra Corona bottles and Tecates that were left over from Cinco de Mayo, S.A. Also, Nick, I'm going to, Nick and Matt, both of you,
I'm
going to send you guys a beer with Scotty B, Holmes. That you can share with your father.
Oh yes, it's
your
here.
Father-in-law, your
I see
your stepfather, because he loves stouts. It's a McLeod bourbon barrel aged beer that they released a while back when Scotty B came out. I have two of them. I'm gonna send one out for you guys. They trying to do this fast. Also, Holmes,
faster too.
2 minutes.
I'm gonna send you something, even though you fucked up the fucking show. Holmes, I'm gonna still Ooh, fucking shit. Reward you. That's it. I'm not even gonna tell you what it is. You'll see it when you get it. That's it. Also, would like to say to the Dorktown crew, I might send you something. I might not. I don't know. It all depends right now on how I'm feeling.
Oops, we drank
I'll
it already.
Send you something. I gotta look in my stash. What else, Holmes? What else, Holmes? I had something cool to say and I forgot, gold. Holmes. To Zach. From Zach's Brewery, we'll get together soon, Holmes, and we'll lay this shit out, Holmes.
Mm-hmm.
If it takes you making me a millionaire, let's do it, Holmes. Just kidding, S.A. I know how the situation is and how it goes, but you know, hopefully we can work out something. I do want you to brew Chocotazo. You've been doing good with it, Holmes. Other than that, this is True Your Beer, and I hope this thing goes through, S.A. Today is the day that you guys should receive this. Oh, Ed Winters, Holmes, I apologize, S.A. I fucking dropped the ball. I was supposed to send you a Chocotazo, S.A. Just shit got hectic, Holmes. Mm-hmm. Work sucks again. And I started doing the gym life because I'm trying to get, like, into my sexy
bro,
body, Holmes.
Bro,
Chew,
come here, bro.
And
come over
and for her to hold.
Spot
so,
me,
you know,
bro.
As I said, I apologize.
Bro, Chew.
Hopefully I can make it up to you some other time. Other than that, Ed Winters, you the man, bro. I apologize again, Holmes. Other than that, this is True Your Beer, and 2001 is way better than fucking 200, Holmes. Orale, peace out, eh?
2001? Are we in the future?
Thank you, Chew.
How did we get here?
In the year 2000.
Ed One.
We've got a new beer, in case you missed it, during Chew's long email voicemail.
Yeah, 3 minutes.
It's called We Sticky Icky, a collab with McKellar, San Diego McKellar.
Straight up dessert
Bottle
beer.
Logic and McKellar collabed. It is a maple syrup, cinnamon, and pecan.
That's heavy, Doc.
Thank God it has cinnamon in it that
and
cuts.
And it is blacked out. The
cuts like a knife.
ABV is blacked out.
Uh-oh.
This is... donated as the theme of donated beer episode, Augie Auger Lagers, Augie donated this.
Sweet.
5.8.
But it's a wee
Matt
heavy?
Is guessing the ABV of 5.8.
This tastes a little rich. I'm going to say 8.7.
Wow, that is a difference in opinion right there.
There's a lot of sugar in here.
Wow, sugar. I'm not getting heat off that.
Sugar. Mm.
You're going for the sweetness, anticipating it mm-hmm. being big because it's sweet. I'm going to say...
How do you ferment out all that
maple syrup? I'm going to say 7.1.
What were the guesses again? We had 5.8, 7.1, and...
8.7.
Wow. Closest to that going over is the brother.
What?
8.8%.
Moted, suckers.
It is rare to see Matt that off on a beer.
It's not.
I think you're still drinking the everybody's juicing, I think, is really what happened.
This is not my style. This is outside of my wheelhouse.
This is weirdness, but not in a bad way.
No, it's dessert beer. This is like a port wine of beers.
I've had
beers.
Maple syrup beers that are terrible. I've had pecan beers that I've dealt with, but this is a beautiful blend. Mm-hmm. They must have used a crap ton of cinnamon. It's not like Big Red in a glass, but it cuts that sweetness so much that it's just balanced.
Just balanced, okay? That's nice.
It's good. It's very good. Even a tad bit warm, possibly, because it's 100 frickin' degrees in Fresno already.
Is there any of that everybody's juicing?
Maybe
there?
It should be there.
Lick the can.
Well, Paul, before we move on to voicemails, Paul has a new bumper.
Nice. He wrote your song already.
Yep. He's like, quick. Oh, yes. Well, why don't you
He's
got
like,
one?
Oh, I got that laying around.
World premiere. Remember, you guys old enough to remember when MTV
yes.
did world premieres and it was a big deal?
Oh, yes.
You're like, oh, new Aerosmith video coming. Today.
Alice in Chains.
Woo. World premiere, Alice in Chains.
I still have my VHS tape where I recorded Alice in Chains world premiere videos.
Here it is. World premiere of a new bumper from Paul.
Who do you step on to get to the top? Who buys you out so you can sell more beer?
Oh, it's a buyout themed one.
Dang.
It's called Capitalist Buyout.
I still think he should have wrote...
Who do you step on to get to the top?
See, he should have rhymed top with hop.
Who do you step on to get to the top?
Who do you step on? Wait.
Who do you step on to get to the top?
Who do you step on to get to the top?
All right, we got that.
Okay. All right. Break it down.
Who buys you out?
Who buys you out so you can sell more beer?
Who buys you out so you can sell more beer?
Who buys you out so you can sell more
hop?
Beer? So the
brewery's case, private entity.
The theme of that is like bro, well, you just got to keep selling more beer. Why you got to keep selling more beer?
Oh, scared the crap out of your dog. Sorry about that.
Louis was just all chilling, and then Matt wanted to get up.
He wanted to get it. Louis, get it.
Now Louis all excited. Matt,
oh
right.
Great.
So, thanks, Paul. We got a new bumper now.
So, now the over-under. How many times are we going to play this song this year?
There's going to be a lot of use for it.
In other words, how many more breweries are you going to sell?
Bring us the beer.
Is this fair game?
Yes. That is more donated beer. Matt's in the beer fridge right now. We don't have...
Oh, who let him in there?
Hey, get him out of there.
Get him out of there. Who left the door unlocked?
There was another one, but I can't find it now. Edwin was trying to...
Perfect pour. This is Edwin from Arizona.
That was from last week. Anyway. Mm-mm. There was another bumper. Somebody else making a bumper.
What?
And I'm not finding it right now. So.
Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail? Will you talk about beer?
you're driving.
Five five nine four nine two zero five four two is the voicemail line of the Perfect Pour in the Dorktown Network of Podcasts.
I love gold.
Oh man. Ooh, Lordy. Oh Lordy. This is big time, man. Augie, you're the man. Augie Loggers,
oh my God,
on social media. He gave us a pretty amazing donated four pack. And this is one of them. This is from Modern Times Brewing. It's called Centaur Gardens. And.
Oh, man, that smells so amazing.
Matt, or Nick's just sitting over there just going, I have no idea what's going on.
What is going on?
It's a, what is it?
I was looking for your bumper.
It's an IPA.
Okay. It's vegan.
Vegan? Pass. May I have another, please?
Now it's all beer is vegan unless you filter it with fish guts.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads.
That's some good. I like that aroma.
Ooh, I need a clean glass. Centaur Gardens. This is Modern Times beer.
Yes.
I thought they were
one
over.
Of those. You can only get it in the.
I thought this was over.
The Cool Club.
In Modern Times. Not distributed.
Good aroma. Worthy of stealing. A little hazy.
Nice.
Little hazy, bro.
It is a little hazy, but not. Doesn't look like purposefully. Like it's hazy.
What's the flower content?
I'm going to guess 6.8. This one's also taped, so we might as well do it.
Okay. So yeah, I do it. He's asking us.
6.8.
I already said that.
Yeah, but I can't lose then.
Well,
you can't win either.
Yeah. But it can't lose. Huh? I'm going to say 6.7.
Ooh. 6.9. Let's play it tight.
Yeah.
And the last number is 8.
Damn it. I knew before he said it, I was like, it's going to be way big.
6.8.
Holy shit.
What?
He's back.
What?
And he's back.
What?
Fuck both of you.
What? Oh, so Nick won.
No. No, he didn't.
Wow.
Ooh. Laser. What was it? Laser one again?
Like freaking laser beams?
Like freaking laser beams. He was staring you down.
Is that a shark with laser beam? Oh, that's a good beer.
Wow.
Highly approved, Martins. Make more of this.
Back in the saddle again?
Yep.
I'm back! Back
in the oh, voicemails. That's where we're at. Hi.
201, welcome, folks.
Hi, everybody.
We know what we're doing by now.
Hi.
We're just like trying to get through beer, guys. Deal with it.
Yeah, we're on a new level.
Trying to drink. We got so much donated beer. We're just so happy.
And there's an expiration date on these bad boys. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow.
Voicemail.
Perfect Four, hey, it's Evil Circle calling in. So,
sup?
I was out on the Central Coast and I just visited Silva Brewing out there in Paso Robles.
Damn it.
And I got to give a cheers out to Silva Brewing because that is a fantastic place to visit.
Yeah, because he listens.
Not one of their beers. No, everything's 4 to 5 and tastes fabulous. So if you ever guys ever get a chance to hit up Silva Brewing out there in Paso Robles, you
hopefully
guys
didn't
about.
Drink it all.
And as a little side note, to get off my podcast, maybe before the new Blade Runner comes out, I might actually see the original. For being a Harrison Ford fan, I still haven't seen it. So keep up the good work, guys, and talk to you guys later.
Cheers.
Yeah, let those guys know over there. Get off my podcast.
What did he not see?
He said something about a playground.
I don't get it.
Marcy's?
Marcy's playground. He didn't see Marcy's?
I smell Harrison Ford. Oh. Yeah.
Oh, that was that. No, come on. Does he mean he hasn't listened to Get Off My Podcast yet? Is that what you're saying?
Just replay it, Mike.
Oh. I was... Yeah. Let's just. I need to get. I need to get all the info. Properly.
4 to 5 and tasted fabulous. So if you ever guys ever get a chance to hit up Silva Brewing out there in Paso Robles, you gotta check them out. And as a little side note, let's to get off my podcast.
Uh-huh.
Maybe before the new Blade Runner comes out, I might actually see the original. For being a Harrison Ford fan, I still haven't seen it. So keep up the good work, guys, and talk to you guys later.
Blade Runner. He still hasn't seen Blade Runner. Okay. A lot of people haven't still. It's a cult classic that influenced a lot of sci-fi movies after it. And it's an acquired taste, Blade Runner, I think. But I love it. And pretty excited to see new Blade Runner, new Harrison Ford stuff. Get off my podcast. That's another podcast. Harrison Ford Universe podcast. Along with a beer that was sent to us with...
That lasted 20 minutes.
Oh, no. Matt's messing with the room decor right now.
So look, now it's personally branded. Right there.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Totally.
We have this dogfish head banner that Paul... Or is it...
Justin.
Wait, Justin, thank you. Justin.
Blue Ox
sent us like this... A shit ton of these dogfish head banners that you, the kind of like party banners you would hang across the room.
Something you see at cliche burger, yes. 50s burger restaurant.
Yeah. He said like a ton of them at the beer he set. And there's one just hastily draped across the studio right now that we're gazing at.
I'm surprised one of the dogs is not chewing on it right now.
Voicemails.
Hey guys.
Paul. Hi, Paul.
How you doing, Paul?
I missed you.
Oh. We missed you too.
Let's not go that long without seeing each other again, okay?
I'll see you July 1st.
2 weeks is way too long.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't want to go much into the buyout thing, but Taste Magazine has this great article called "The BS Arguments of Craft Beer Sellouts," and I think everybody should read it, especially people who are making excuses for the buyouts. But you have a solution, and I'm dead serious about this. I don't know if anybody's familiar with land trusts. We've got a few land trusts out here that buy farms and agricultural spaces so that everything just doesn't get turned into suburban sprawl. We've got the Marin Agricultural Land Trust, the Sonoma Agricultural Land Trust, but I am thinking, why not start a beer trust? This could be a grassroots thing. I could just invite all of you right now to contribute a small amount, and we could start a beer trust. And then anytime, if we got big enough, anytime a brewery is considering selling out, they have a choice. Go with the beer trust or, you know, go with AB InBev. And then we actually know what their motives are in the long run because they have a choice. I think that's kind of what Stone was trying to do a little bit, but it's a non-profit idea. It's just an idea that you have contributing members, you have a governing board, and the whole intent is to allow the craft companies to continue to be craft and to continue to operate as they've been operating in perpetuity, no matter if the owner dies and doesn't pass it down to family members, like as in the case with Tony McGee and all his excuses of like, well, I mean, I'm getting old and I don't have family members.
Rambling
blah, blah, blah.
Ass excuses.
You know, so that's, you know, the same case with a lot of these farms out here is that the owners are, oh, well, I don't have anybody to pass it down to. I'm getting old. I want to move to Florida, blah, blah, blah. And the land trust comes in and they step in and say, okay, you can continue to run your farm. And anyway, I don't know. Why the fuck couldn't we do that? Why couldn't it just hundreds of thousands of people get together and contribute, you know, $10 a year? And we've established this huge thing. And then when time comes, we buy out. And then there's money coming into the trust. Anyway, I don't know. I'm going crazy here and blah, blah, blah. I said blah, blah, blah about 15 fucking times. I'm going to stop saying it and I'm going to stop talking now. But what do you guys think of that idea? It's doable, right? All right.
Hell yeah.
Cheers. Keep the good work. Bye.
Cheers. I'm freaking liking that idea, obviously.
Brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, the issue is how can we organize it, but I like it. A beer trust instead of a land trust. There's that
land shark?
That George Clooney movie in Maui or Kauai that's sort of like that, where his family owned this huge thing of land forever, and his dad died, and then the family wanted to sell the land to developers, and he held out. So there's
mm-hmm.
This is something that can be done. I like it. It's starting right here. Paul from Fairfax began the beer trust.
I'll put the first great dollar
beer
in.
Trust. I'll put $10 in.
Asshole. Now I got to put 11
in. 10. Yeah. Oh, well, I'll put 12 in.
No, 13.
Oh, 13 now and what? A quarter.
Ugh.
What you think about that? Remember this day when the beer trust began.
The beer trust.
Let's all remember this.
Copyright. Perfect Pour 2017.
What only 2 year beer here? What's up, again? Poor? Just I had to call in, Holmes, because I heard something, and what? I just had to stop what I was
what
doing.
You, what?
And I had to call in, Holmes.
Okay.
First of all, no, that's not me farting, Holmes. That's the motorcycle driving by. Check it out, eh? First of all, I sent out a couple beers that your way. There's a can going out to you guys, and there's a bottle called. Dirty Geezer or Old Geezer or some shit like that, Holmes, by McLeod.
It's a bourbon barrel recapping aged, his
stout
email.
That's going out to you guys. And there's a third bottle going out, Holmes. But that third bottle is by Bottle Logic, and it's called Morningstar, eh? It's, I think it's a 14% or 13% ABV. But that one's going out to the brother's stepdad, it's a... Yeah,
oh, okay.
I keep hearing he loves stouts, Holmes, so I figured he probably hasn't had a bottle logic. He probably hasn't had anything that delicious. He probably has, Holmes, but check it out. That beer's out to him. Scotty B wasn't able to hook up with him and have a giddy, but check it out, eh? I did send some beers with him, and hopefully
having
he enjoyed them.
Having a giddy with you, man.
Some local
Chew
beers from a local
Chew
brewery.
And Scotty B. That'd be pretty
one sick. Is highly rated, which is a Amber Red. Won gold in the San Diego Beer Festival, but it's called the Melvany Red. Other than that, Holmes, here's what I really called. Check it out. Hey, Zach's Brewery. Check it out, eh?
I'm here.
For your next pail.
Just kidding.
And this is in collaboration with Mikey and last week's show. I kind of got a name for that pail ale, eh? Check it out, eh? Welcome to the party, pal. You put a dash E, Holmes. So back to that at Die Hard, Holmes.
Welcome to the party, pal. Pale. Welcome to the party, pale.
Pale. What a lit. Hope you guys like that. Other than that,
chew
your beer. That's it, guys. I'm going to keep listening to the show. This is like my third round listening, Holmes.
Yeah.
I have to watch it. Peace out, eh?
Yeah, I like last week's with Mike.
It did what?
I like last week's show. Welcome to the party, pale.
That's a good
there
one.
There it is. It's waiting like there for it. Zach to use it if Pine and Palm doesn't jump on it first.
Where the party at?
Hey, come out to LA. Have a few laughs.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
No. What?
I'm driving.
Who?
Scotty B.
Hey, I'm on my way to bring Matt some beer.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay.
Check.
And I'm also bringing a beer that you already had this beer, but you didn't make it on the show because the show never got published.
What? What are you talking about?
My daughter wanted
never
to
heard of
make
it.
Sure you guys got to try it on the show.
The show.
Say something about it. She was really hurt.
Ooh.
Sad. Ooh. When I told her that an episode never got published, never recorded in junk.
Oh, man.
So, amongst these beers that Chew gave me to give to you guys, I'm also throwing in a vanilla coffee imperial stout that me and my daughter made. So drink it. Let's go.
Drink it.
And I had a really great time when I went down on Sunday. I got to see Kelly. I got to see Jesse. Chew CO. CO, whatever. Didn't get to see Chew, but he was there in spirit. And, yeah, it was really fun. Maybe I'll tell you about it sometime. Kelly gave me some beer. I'm not sharing any of that beer, though. Sorry. Well, I shared some with Steve and Zach, but anyway, I'm going to run out of time if I keep rambling. So, just want to say, keep up the great work. I'm driving!
I just got some urgent news on my phone right now.
Beep, 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 beep.
The art...
Urgent news, guys.
Let it go.
Urgent news, guys.
I just got a post from the Arco on Gettysburg and First Avenue.
Oh, whoa. Okay.
All right.
Breaking news.
This is deep.
They have a 2-for-5 section.
Nice.
Yes. Fucking A. I've been trying to tell Fresno to get more but, 2-for-5
but
seconds.
Is that across the board? Can you get like a hot dog and a beer for $5?
Two for anything. Two. Bring two things to the register. $5.
Pocket comb and moleskin. $5.
Yeah. $5.
You okay? Fine.
No, I was come go go. Come on, man.
I just want to know where the boundaries are. That's all. Yeah.
Your options are
yes.
Booming options. Rollers.
Whoa.
Fruitlands.
Oh.
Breaking Bud. Pickleweed, Left Coast Hop Juice, Left Coast South Country IPA, and the Left Coast Orange IPA. Those are your options for your 2-for-5. 16-ounce cans. IPA. It's an orange something, but I can't read the other half. Orange Combat?
Orange.
Orange, you're glad you combated?
But 2-for-5. 16-ounce cans.
Beer
sounds
sales.
Pretty good. Deal to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Now
Arco,
you regret it, don't
wait,
you?
Wait. The Arco
dick.
Where? Gettysburg and First?
And First, yeah.
All right. Yeah, I'm not going to go there after 8 o'clock, but.
I think it used to be a Chevron.
Oh, was that the old.
That was the Jones Chevron.
Yeah. Twas. No. Jones was
Ashland.
On Ashland.
Gettysburg and First. That's across the street
behind
from
the mall.
Fresno Ag.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
And Dave's Donuts. You guys ever go
Dave's
to Dave's
Donuts, man?
Is he there?
Is Dave's Dave here?
Can I talk to Dave? Dave's not here, man.
The final voicemail of the episode comes from.
Hey. Well, no, please.
It was gonna get rude there. All right.
Hey guys, Tony Bags here.
Tony Bags.
I just want to call and say happy 201st episode.
From the wind tunnel.
You guys made it 201. That's fucking awesome. Very
roll your
you
windows
guys.
Up.
hope it's going good with you guys. And just want to throw it out there that everyone going to Firestone Invitational, let's have a perfect pour get it. And if the Invitational, where's the best place to have a get it?
Yes.
Of course, at the new Belgium tent with Miss Rad Stacy.
Ooh,
let's do a 2:30 meetup with Rad Stacy and have ourselves a get it. All right, again, guys, just congratulations on 201, man. That's awesome. I can't believe you guys made it this far. Thanks, and keep up the good work.
Yeah, can't believe it.
We can't believe
freaking,
it either.
Freaking unorganized assholes as you are to make it to 201.
Ooh, how the hell has iTunes let this keep happening?
Yeah, iTunes has no scruples. So, Firestone Walker Invitational.
Uh-huh.
If you're a listener of The Perfect Pour, you're going to Firestone Walker Invitational. Greatest beer festival the world has ever seen.
Ever.
You want to have a get
it? Ever, ever, ever.
It has been called now. 2:30 at the tent of Rad Stacy.
The tent of New Belgians.
Which is also known as New Belgium.
Go and ring her bell.
2:30, New Belgium tent at Firestone Walker Invitational. There's going to be a get it.
But
Rad Stacy will be there. Tony Bags will be there. And then who knows?
And so the secret code is, do you have any 805?
Or no. If you get to Rad Stacy, say, do you have any double ciders?
Oh, that's a better one. That's
if
much
you
better.
If you've listened to the...
I've heard the double cider.
Clam jam number 2.
I've heard to ask for the double cider.
Did you get any double cider? Oh, man. I hope there's somebody more than Tony Bags and Stacy there at 2:30. Firestone Walker, New Belgium tent. I love that.
I'll have the double cider.
I'll have the double cider. And they're like, oh, come this way, sir.
Yeah. Entree.
Oh, whoa. That's weird.
She called me up. He's tuning.
Yeah, he is. Paul's tuning up. Ding, 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 A, 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 A.
Drop D.
Oh, yeah, you got to drop D, bro.
Drop D.
That was voicemails. Thanks, everyone, for calling in, adding to the show, giving us some content. It's always appreciated. Thanks, bro.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Let's talk to you, bro.
Oh. So I wasn't listening anyways.
Good.
Looking out for beer.
Looking out for
looking out for
beer. Looking out for beer.
Wanted dead or alive. This one?
Right on cue.
I love gold.
New like a shut up beer. And open another
donated
beer.
By Greg. Greg, just freaking good dude.
You're welcome. He would never have thought to send these Pure Brewings if it wasn't for me. So.
Oh, well, Matt. Thanks, Matt.
And you don't know
Greg
how many
would have
of them.
Done nothing.
You don't know how many of them haven't made it onto this show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I bet.
Pure
I
Brewings following me on Instagram. So
ooh.
Take that.
Yeah, me too.
But they followed me first.
So this is a double IPA from them. And we're going to do another ABV game.
Ooh, sweet.
Greg.
Oh, that means I got to drink it right now. Damn it.
Got a good clean glass.
Wow. Holy. Is Bells here? What's going on?
Poor Bells. Comes on, always comes on the wrong weeks. This is the week to come, Bells, so you missed it. Sorry. Clouds of Delusion from Pure Brewing. Awesome can.
Yeah, I know what the clouds are from.
The can is can. It's like got these clouds around their logo.
They're not Cumulus.
Their graphic design is fucking bitching.
They are weedulous clouds.
Fucking bitching.
Fucking bitching.
There's another one from Zach's Ring. Fucking bitching.
Fucking bitching. I think Greg's invested in an RV that he just parks in front of Pure Project.
No, he's actually one of they have a like a society membership. Oh, okay. And so him and another guy get to buy cans before others or get cans that people don't, whatever it is. But
I just imagine him driving his RV two blocks to the brewery from his house.
He's in the like, beginning, burp. He asked me, he's like, do you need four packs of everything? And I was like, well, I'd love four packs of everything, but if you just give me one can of everything, I'm like, just as happy.
Greg.
Just a taste.
Greg, do you want to stay married? You might want to stop sending us four packs of everything.
Yeah.
I'm guessing 8 flat.
Oh, that's right. We're doing something here.
Yeah, Matt's got a good guess out there. 8.4.
This is a double? We determined this?
Yeah.
It's a double. I'm saying 8.4.
Let's live dangerous. Keep it tight. 8.2.
You said 8 flat? 8.2. I said 8.4. 8.7.
Damn it.
Wow.
Nelson and Mosaic Hops, 50 IBU.
Fucking knew it was a Nelson.
Ah.
I was like, this is reminiscent of the Everybody's Juicin'.
It's reminiscent of a Nelson.
Okay, comic book shop guy.
This, I figured out now this, if you're in front of the brewer, you basically, and you have to guess the ABV, you should always guess low, kind of like a woman. If you're forced to guess her age, you always just got to go low.
Go under.
You got to go under. So you're
probably a small, right?
If you're in front of the brewer, he's like, oh, what do you think the alcohol is on this? And you really think it's like 8.7, but you're like, oh, I think it's drinking like a 5.9. Oh, no, man. 8.7. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I didn't get that at all.
Good job.
Wow.
I think you're on
this.
This
is an excellent beer.
Pure knows no wrong.
Not yet.
I've only had hoppy beers from them, but they know what they're doing.
Damn it. They're like Alvarado Street so far. So far, Alvarado Street's got a 0.0 ERA in my book. It's a baseball reference.
Good thing.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a good thing.
That's good.
That's good.
Looking out for beers. Speaking of Alvarado Street, I'm going to be there.
Nice.
The Monterey Alvarado Street on Saturday during lunch's time. It's a family affair. So it's not necessarily a get it. But if you happen to be there during lunch, I'll look out for you. But I get to finally, first time visiting Alvarado Street, the Monterey location. And they're releasing this weekend a collab with Pure.
What are the freaking chances?
What are the odds here? Alvarado Street and Pure. It's called Hive Mind. It's an 8.5% double IPA.
I'm going to guess 8.5.
Oh, you nailed it.
Nice.
It's made with local honey and Mosaic and Green Bullet hops. So, holy crap. Hopefully I'm going to get an opportunity to get those cans if they're not sold out already. Because I think they go on sale on Friday or maybe even already. Today, I mean, Friday being today.
Yeah, yeah. Right now.
So hopefully they'll still be there by Saturday afternoon. And I'm pretty freaking pumped to be go to Alvarado Street.
Sweet.
Field,
I hear good things.
Field work. Rumored to be sniffing around Fresno as a tap room. Or at least that with the rumor we started in hopes of this happening. I don't know that's an actual thing, but
I've heard they are looking at South Valley.
Ah, fucking shit.
No, I mean, we're included in
South. Oh, they think we're South Valley? Yeah.
Another Visalia location?
We're technically our South Valley. Mm-hmm.
To them.
Yeah, to them.
I guess we're directly east of them, huh?
Pretty much.
Yeah. So.
Or the Monterey location.
Monterey, yeah.
So they have one called Bloom's Day, a 7% IPA. I'm just going to look out for that.
Nice.
There's so many freaking... They're one of those brewers that like constantly make different ones, right? They don't.
Yeah, that's
every batch is different.
That's their MO.
So
no, they don't. They won't have a flagship. It's pretty much
pointless to look out for a specific beer,
unless you're right there right now.
Right, Stone. There's another enjoy by happening. This is the 4th of July one. The 7/14/7/4/17. This one's the unfiltered, but it. This is something that's special about that. It's going to be in cans. First enjoy by in cans.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's going to be kind of cool. Jake
from State Farm posted that.
Jake, State Farm.
Yeah. A little late to the party, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, still cool. Left Hand Brewing has one called Well Played. It's a double IPA. I just like the name and the can looks cool. So Well Played. Double Mountain from Oregon, the one called Sweet Jane, one of my favorite Oregon brewers, maybe my favorite, I would say. Hood River's Double Mountain. And Mike Hess has redesigned their logos a little bit, and they got some good-looking cans. There's one called I've not seen before, 459 Little IPA.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try that.
Little IPA.
Yeah, so I'm assuming it's a sesh. Sesh, bro. Those are some things I'm looking out for, Matt, Bearded Brewer 87.
There is a new brewmance.
I got brewmance going, man.
It's actually now a term. So a collaboration shall be known as a brewmance.
No, no.
So this is Fieldwork and Noble. They're bringing out a beer called the Power Glove.
Ooh, that's a brewmance, all right.
Wait, do I have one of those? No, I don't.
Honey, do we have a Power Glove? Honey, hey, do we have a Power Glove? So, what?
The Steven has a can of that right now.
Mm. Oh.
I saw it last night.
He didn't snake it?
Mm-mm. We're supposed to have a get it this weekend, I think.
Nice. But so that's what I'm looking out for.
That's it. Huh?
Power Glove.
Keeping it
Nintendo reference.
Yes.
We had a Power Glove as children.
Yep.
Ooh.
Worst investment ever. But it was cool.
I think I had one of those too.
Yeah.
Now that's coming back to me.
Yep. It was Game Boy Power Glove, and I went for the Power Glove.
Oh, yeah. Like, Joe, I didn't have one. I think I just played somebody else's.
Yeah.
Jump.
Jump.
repetitive motion. Come on, jump. Come on.
It was before the Wii.
Yes.
It was the Wii learned from the Power Glove. They're like, this is what not to do.
What not to do.
I think the Power Glove was more famous of just being a glove on somebody's arm in a movie.
Oh, that was a movie actually about that, huh?
Yeah.
Nice.
What are you else looking out for, Nick?
Oh, me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Matt only have, he's focused.
It's laser the power focus. Of glove.
It's the power of glove.
You going to go see him?
I say, Huey's coming.
Huey's coming. That, Huey's real Huey? Coming. The real not Huey. Tribute band
not
Huey?
Not tribute band Huey.
All right, I might real go see Huey. Real Huey.
But it's that Chick Chansey.
Those commercials were confusing.
Yeah.
It's like, Huey's coming to the Tower Theater. And it's like, wait, is he? Are you what? Sure?
No.
Music made like, famous Huey's by. He? Got it.
Yeah. West yeah. Coast Huey's number music. One tribute band. Let's do it. Let's go see some Huey.
But the real Huey's coming to the casino.
Real Huey. But oh, yeah. I guarantee it's going to be more blues than 80s rock hits.
If it's Huey Lewis in the yeah. news... Is it in the news or is it Huey Lewis?
I think it's in the news.
Yeah, I think it's in the news, man.
Sports.
It's going to be rocking, dude. Sports.
You know, the guy's going to eat his beef, that was... eating his lobster claws and be like, play Power Law.
He's over there.
He's going to bring lobster with him and a bib. And like,
hey, I want buffet. I want a full show here. Come on.
Like the tiny fork.
This is a Marty McFly bit.
Well, you're just too damn loud, right? Right?
Yeah. You guys are hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know Paul from Fairfax? Because he's from Marin.
Oh, man. What if
Huey
Paul,
Lewis is from Marin.
What if Paul and Huey Lewis were best friends?
They might be.
That's how he gets his songs done so quickly.
Mm-hmm. The you're calling the...
This
the
is, you're that, making my day sports, like really awesome right
which
now.
Is hey, guys. Yes.
It's the power of love.
It's displayed here in the studio. Sports album. That was that picture. The album cover is made in 2 a.m. club. I've been there.
You've been to that club?
I've been sat there
yeah,
at that bar.
Yeah.
And they're all, sir, yeah. We know what you're spot. Doing. Get out
they're
of here.
They're like, oh, Huey Lewis nerd. And that is in Marin.
Thanks, guy.
Paul knows.
Thanks for putting your dirty ass on our bar.
Yeah. So, thank you.
Just don't upper deck us on the way out.
Oh, I won't.
Sports.
What else are you looking out for, Nick?
Have I done anything yet?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
No. Oh, no.
You said you're going to Huey Lewis.
I'm going to Huey Lewis now. I'm looking out for two tickets to Paradise.
Wow.
Sorry, that's Eddie Money. Eddie
we're just, Money we've just been off on...
All right, here we go. There's a brewery named Burial Brewing Company. Can't read my own writing. Skillet.
Come on, Nick.
Skillet Donut Stout.
Skillet Donut Stout.
Like the band?
Skillet, I don't, no, hopefully not. Also, Burial Brewing Company is doing a collab or a bromance.
Bromance.
Brewmance.
With Brewmance,
with Hoof Hearted.
Hoof Hearted.
Hoof Hearted.
Got it.
It's called, it's their $2 Pale Ale. The pail does not cost you $2. It's in reference to... Mike, where are you on this? I need you. Say anything. I want my $2. The kid, the paper boy. No?
I don't care.
You got to see the movie. John Cusack movie. 80s.
Oh, I like John Cusack.
Yeah.
Was it literally called Paperboy?
No. But the Paperboy is always giving him shit. And I want my $2. So they made a beer themed after that.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Is the paperboy on a lawnmower with his fist up in the air?
Yes.
Okay.
You've seen the picture. And Alesmith is releasing bottles of Thai Speedway Stout.
Ooh.
And I just wrote PSA. I forgot what PSA stands for.
Public service announcement.
I think so. Private stock ale.
You're a private stock ale.
You're a private stock ale. Bourbon barrel aged Imperial English style ale.
Oh. Those are a lot of words.
Oh. But it's Alesmith, bro. Alesmith can do no wrong.
I have yet to hear them doing something wrong.
They make the second world's greatest pale ale. Come on. What more do you need?
Ooh, yeah, that X.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty solid. Don't get to see it much. Only see it, and you only will see it in up there in the northeast Fresno. Once in a while.
In the rich parts.
In the rich parts up there in the bottle shop up there.
The fort.
The fort. Thank you. So that's all you're looking out for?
That is all. All
right. Well, those are some releases we are all looking out for. Metal. Untapped. This is when Untapped should sponsor the show and give us some money, but they don't really have money to give us. So we let them off the hook. Open up your Untapped. Look what you've been doing this week.
Okay.
We all have Untapped handles. I am Dorktown, or you can find it through Mikey Top Pour or Dorktown, one or the other. Let's see. Yesterday I had a long swim, double IPA from Kern River.
Ooh, how is
this? It's very good. It's super clean. It's very Adrian. It's that unfiltered Adrian vibe. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm approving it. It's good. I'm trying to think now, where the hell did I buy it at?
Yes, we must know.
Gosh, where the hell did I get it at?
Madeira.
Actually, I think it was in the ranches.
Oh, was it?
Might have. No. Shit. Son of a bitch.
Where did Not I the get market?
It? Oh, I think it was the market. Good. It was the market.
Nice.
The market here in Fresno. Long swim. Double IP. I'm recommending it. I didn't check into everything this week. Had a bad check.
Way to go.
Oh, the Penske file from Faction.
Oh, you had this?
That's a damn good beer.
It's a good beer. It is good. The Seinfeld reference, George.
George.
Give me the Penske file. And George just refiled it in a different folder. That's all he did with it. All right. Look up the Penske file if you forget.
Nice.
That's kind of all I checked it. Oh, Dust Bowl's taco truck lager. Dust Bowl Brewing's taco truck lager with tacos from a taco truck. It was pretty epic.
Weren't you drinking that by the river?
Yeah, I was by the river.
Down the by Kern the river.
On the Fresno side of the Kern River.
Whoa.
Yeah, just want to make that clear. Wasn't on the King's side.
Damn it.
Fresno side of the King's River. Good drinking. Goes well with tacos. Highly recommend it. That's enough. That's enough. That's some pickleweed. We already know about that.
Quite enough out of you, sir.
Quite enough. A Bearded Brewer 87
on
Untapped. You can friend him. He'll likely accept it. I did get one request to friend, and they had zero check-ins and no picture.
Ooh.
And I just ignored it.
That's an AB.
So if you're that person, you're like, why didn't he accept? I'm just, yeah. That just spooks me a little bit.
Troll.
I need to see that you're using in the app, because I don't know what you're doing otherwise. If you're not checking in and you don't put a picture up and you're like, I want to be your friend. What's going on, man? Can't accept you into my Untapped world.
It's Svetlana from Russia looking for love.
I look for love. You like beer? I like beer.
Yes.
I have vodka style beer. Matt, what do you drink? What have you been caught drinking?
I've been caught drinking a bunch of repeats.
Boring.
Some friends had an impromptu movie night, so I brought over a six-pack of Panic. Name. And had a Fat Tire in a can. I was at Goldstein's, and they had Central Coast Brewing Influx. So I sipped on a Monterey Street Pale.
What's that, Influx? You said they had it's called Influx?
Like three or four beers.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I thought it was a beer called Influx.
No.
It's a good name.
They also had the Jet IPA from Tioga Sequoia Undraft. Enjoyed one of those. They were Spokeasy was out of the Faction Pale. So I
what drew, did you ask him why?
I then put my tears into a Booming Rollers. Also
here, this will help.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we're out of that. Here.
Here. Complimentary sad Booming
Rollers. Canned on 428, so it was still pretty fresh. And then bought a 6-pack of the Pickleweed, so that was a good buy.
Pickleweed.
At the said friend's movie night, they bought a Deschutes 12-pack. So I picked up the Black Butte, one of those. Boop. I was sipping on a Black Butte Porter.
Very well-priced, those Black Butte 6-packs. Because I will get them for producer Becky once in a while. And very reasonable priced. Commend the Deschutes on that. That's all you've been caught drinking?
That's all I've been caught drinking. All
right. Nick. The Nick
80. Hi.
On Untapped. Be his wee friend. You, the Nick 80.
Fooled you. You thought it was an ambulance.
Yep. Everyone's like, whoa.
Whoa. I had... Oh, a Conquista.
Door?
No, just a Conquista. It's a collab from Coronado and Cigar City. But I think Coronado bottled it because it had more of their labeling than Cigar City's. Nice IPA. Nice San Diego IPA. I had my last Jedi IPA from Tioga Square.
You're done with the cloudies?
Fine, yeah. I figured if I'm going to have one more, this will be the one.
All right.
Even though I was tempted to save it, I was like, no, must drink this beer.
Must drink now.
Drink you will.
Drink you will.
I had a
fig. Around the survivors, a perimeter made.
Oh, Lord, I should not have started him
on that path. All right, go ahead. I had to just get one.
Mm-hmm. Word has it. Bells might have come up on a 4-pack of that.
Damn.
Whoa, Bells?
That Bells.
Sometimes Bells gets pretty interesting stuff, and he ends up drinking it himself.
Himself.
You never see it.
Allow me myself to introduce myself.
Myself.
Where was it? Oh, Fig Goat Cheese Porter.
Nope.
Huh?
Guess who made that?
Zach's Brewing.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, it sounds Scotty B-ish.
Yeah. Scott. It was good. I did not get fig or goat cheese, but it was really good.
I got nothing from the title at all.
I was like,
well, but if you didn't get it going in, did you get it going out?
Whoa. Oh, yeah. It was stinky. It was not pleasant the next day. I'll tell you that much. Also from Zach's, the Dill Goza.
Just stop there.
I might want to try that.
We don't
try it.
Think I want to try
I
it.
I would try it. All right. I did try it, and I was like, you know what? This is not.
I like dill things.
I hate dill. I absolutely hate dill.
Oh, wow.
Dill is behind. No, it's dill is above avocado and behind banana on the hate list.
Ooh. But I like both of those things.
You're weird.
They have the same blood.
Mikey's the odd man out because he's the guy that would hover over an olive bar like you wouldn't believe.
Stay back. Back.
And no, I've yet to see anyone getting olives from the olive bar at Whole Foods. And I'm just like, why? More people have more money than me. Get the olive bar. There's an olive bar back here, people.
Hey. I'm just going to try this one real quick.
Hey, there's an olive bar.
And I'm going to try that one real quick.
Hey.
Can you sample at the olive bar?
Mikey does.
You well,
I'm in.
You physically, you can do it. Just yeah.
Don't put out Kalamata's. The trail will be gone.
You get then you have to sit on the scale when you go up to register.
You have to sit on it.
Yep.
We weigh you when you come in.
Yep. You weigh you when you come in. They're like, all right. We'll weigh you when you come out.
Sir, can you take your hands out of your pockets? Nope. Can't do it.
No, I can't.
Your pockets are leaking.
I have
sir.
A rare disorder.
Do you have an olive on each finger in your pocket? Nope. Sure don't.
No, do you have an olive?
Sir, enter your pin. I can't.
Do you have olives in your till?
Please enter your pin number, sir. No, I can't do it.
Can't do it.
Why don't you enter your pin number? Corporate
sir,
bastard.
We need you to it's touchscreen. I can't do it. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, did your Republican boss tell you to ask me that? No, I'm not going to do it.
Can I use my elbow?
Can you do it for me? I need some assistance. Your sign says you offer assistance to those who need.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was a welcoming place. I guess not. I guess I'll go to Walmart.
Wow. Have you seen Walmart's Olive Bar lately?
Yeah, Walmart's Olive Bar. Not, yeah, not the best. It's cheap. Cheap olives.
Yeah. Economy.
Best priced olives.
Best priced olives.
Uppity olives. Sorry, old reference.
Wow. How about a Kerman mobile home while you're at it?
I'll do whatever. Whatever.
All right, let's get this on. My last beer of the week was a... That's exactly what it was. How'd you know? South of
your beer was a tangent.
It was a tangent. South of the Porter from Alvarado Street.
What? How do you get that?
Yes.
How'd you find this?
I know people.
South of the Porter. God South dang it. Of the Porter. That's one of those names that like I've just been sitting there for years. Just sitting there right in front of everyone's face.
Yep.
And nobody did it.
They like Googled it twice to make sure.
They're like,
nobody,
wait a second.
It's not coming up, guys. What do you mean? Check again.
Check it up.
That's not
time.
Right.
Find that internet that they're working on at Piper, Pied Piper, the new internet. See if
the new internet.
Someone's using that on
There's
there.
There's a new internet?
Holy crap. At Pied Piper, they're developing a new internet.
I do not know about this.
Silicon Valley. I'll be watching that while I'm at the Central Coast.
Ooh, nice. Ooh. So will I then, because that's the time I watch it.
Look, you got to look in the
hey,
background.
Hey, what's Matt doing? Watching cool
especially
shows.
When right. Gil, cool. Especially when Guilfoyle's sitting at his chair having a beer. Usually behind him, there's a Drake's. And I saw this week, there's Ballast Point, too.
Whoa.
And then there's an old Rasputin.
Nice.
So.
I like this.
It's fun to watch Silicon Valley and play Spot the Drake's. They spot the drinks. What was there anything else?
That
you were
was all. In? That was all.
Oh. Whoa.
Whoa.
That was an aggressive open.
Rammy.
I hope you know your can openings. I don't know. That was tough.
I love gold.
It smells like a 16 ounce.
Alvarado Street. You're right. 16 ounce. Contains no juice. This
oh,
is the
really?
One I've been ramming about on on the social medias. Like, stop showing me pictures of this beer when I can't have it.
So somebody explained this beer to me, and it actually disappointed me. I was like, contains no juice. That means it's going to be filtered. And they're like, no, they mean it's so hazy, it's going to taste like juice, but it contains no juice. And
damn
I was like,
it.
God damn it.
Psst. More haze, bro. So this was donated to us again by Augie.
Wow.
Yeah, he was
coming in hot.
Four pack that left nothing to nothing to be dreamed about.
Mm-hmm. It's going from left to right of your podcast style.
It makes me want to go back and have a hamburger from them.
Hangerburgers.
They have good hamburgers.
I like good hamburgers.
Like it's
I'll save that for you guys.
It's the size of a small saucer.
You guys
saucer.
Can have all the rest of that.
Really?
Yep. Mm. Small saucers.
It's nice. That is nice. That double is hiding. I'm going to say that's, gosh, that's got to be 7-9. Is 7-9 still qualified as a double?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 7-5, I think, right?
Okay.
Yeah, that's the cutoff.
I'll say 7-9.
I can't see it. It's in.
I'm going for a Hawaii 8-0.
All right.
7-9 or 8-0? It is 8% on the nose.
Knew it.
Oh!
I knew it.
Damn! This does one off.
It's not bad, but I just wish it wasn't hazy.
Oh.
They had,
a lot of people are over hazy beers here.
They had an IPL, and there I could not buy enough of that crap. It was a Mosaic lager.
Wow.
Hmm.
Mosaic India Pale Lager. I could not buy enough of that crap. And I miss it.
I miss it.
I wish I could go back.
Nope, never can go back. It's over now, man.
There's no such thing as Dang it, you blocked me.
Cheryl.
Cher from Fresno.
Cher from Fresno. There's a good beer name.
Cher from Fresno.
Cher from Fresno. It's the end of the show.
Let's give up some cheese.
Yeah. There was a music show that happened, and Cher wore a very like see-through.
Oh my goodness, Cher!
Yeah, and I was like, "Well, she doesn't look bad." And somebody's all, "Cher looking good for 71 years old." And I was like, "Wait, what?
Wait, what? I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I was joking. I was being sarcastic or something cool." I did not say that for reals.
Cher and Madonna pushing the threshold.
Oh, yeah. They're doing it, though. Good for them. Good for them. Cheers. No new Golden Gods this week, but cheers to all our current Golden Gods. We didn't lose any this week. That's an accomplishment.
That's a good week.
That's a good week. We kept all our Golden Gods. So big cheers to you guys for helping us with the show. We used some Golden God money this week to freaking pump us up on Facebook.
Woo! Yeah. 200.
Yeah. Plunk down a little cash to, like, let everyone know on Facebook that we're out there. That these are the things that help us, man. We really appreciate it. Thank you, Golden Gods. Golden Gods are the people that donate money to the show every month. $5 or more. You can donate to the show via Patreon. There's links in our show notes or patreon.com/perfectpour if you want to do that. It's pretty rad. We appreciate it a lot. And for your $5 donation, you get to hear the tailgate session and hear the other stuff that we do early. You get a little early release of all the other stuff we do. So big cheers to our Golden Gods. It's always appreciated, man. Cheers to Coffee and Comics, to Reggie U559.
Reggie U.
BMS 1840, Single Cam Slam,
mm-hmm.
Prof Mate, Proffmatte on Untap. Dave Lentaria. Ooh,
what's Dave doing?
I don't know,
these
man.
Days?
You know what Dave's doing, Matt? What's he up to? What's that Dave Lentaria up to?
He redid his front porch.
Oh. So. Hey, I'm into that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
He has a nice little front porch going on.
In the front porch.
He mentioned that it's about time for garage drinking and swimming, so ooh, I'm assuming yeah. Everybody's invited.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's got a pool too?
Yeah. He's not too far.
Oh,
you know the not the Save Mart over here, but you know the Save Mart that's just over there? He's pretty dang close to that.
The west one?
I didn't say that.
No, okay.
But
that's where the old house used to be. Yeah. Pine of Hoppiness, and of course, Chew Your Beer, and just everybody that shares us and likes us and just comments with us and hangs out with us every week. Big cheers to you! Thank you for your patronage. And if you talk about us to other people, that's super big. Thank you as well. Matt, do you have any cheers-worthy people this week?
Cheers to Augers Loggers. Thank you, Augie, for coming in and enjoying some beers and donating some amazing beers. Cheers to Ben from Spokeasy. I have discovered that if you go to Spokeasy on a Sunday, good chance you're going to either see Mike or Ben. They're going to spend some time behind the bar. So,
all right.
That's a new favorite day of mine. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They alternate the weekends.
So, I mean, they're wonderful people. So to kind of catch them behind the bar, it's nice. And then cheers out to Doghouse. They started following me. I guess I need to go get some more tri-tip sandwiches. Maybe that's what that means.
Yeah, yeah. We have Uber Eats in Fresno now.
Uber Eats.
So you can have them Uber Eats deliver you Doghouse. You don't have to go there. And wait. Deal with that parking lot.
Yeah.
And then Sean Chamberlain, new-ish untapped friend. So those are my cheers.
Big cheers. When you were at Spokeasy, did you talk about the not recorded episode?
Oh, I already had that conversation with Jake, and he's just like, oh, man. Oh, he said it with a smile on his face. He's like, oh, man.
He says everything with a smile on his face. He's a happy dude.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I give you beer. Life is not bad.
Nick.
Hi.
Cheers.
Like a sneeze is coming on. All right.
It's the end of the show, and you're giving out some cheers.
I will be right now.
Begin the cheers now.
Scared the crap out of Joby.
He's like, I heard that.
It's hard to scare. He doesn't hear much.
Where'd that come from?
Who? What?
You?
I just pooped a little bit.
Oh, he probably did.
He's going to get bad in here.
He's having all the old man issues.
Oh, man. Cheers to Steven. It was his birthday over the weekend.
Steven
Zach's Brewing.
Oh, man. The upcoming Zach's Brewing.
Yeah. So he spent some time at the Alvarado. That's where I had the South of the Porter.
Oh.
Thanks to him.
He got you a South of the Porter.
He shared his with me.
Oh, okay.
I just happened to be at his place when he was opening it up.
All right.
So. It was not mine to have. He shared. And that's where I tried the other two beers of his as well. Cheers also. Have we cheersed Rookie of the Beer yet? Instagram follower.
Damn it, that's good.
Solid name, though.
Very nice. Also.
I think I saw that movie in the drive-in.
Yeah, Rookie of the Beer. Beer Fest 1, Rookie of the Beer. Metal and booze. Oh, no, meat and booze. It actually says meat and booze. Drink beer, eat meat, repeat. Cheers to, if you're looking for a craft beer relationship goals, these guys have you beat. The Craft Couple. Cheers to Dear Beer Fridge Diary. Ha. Oh, it's all pictures of beer fridges. Ooh. There you go.
Fridge Friday.
Hashtag Fridge Friday. Send us your beer fridge pics. Not dick pics. Beer
fridge pics. You want some McDonald's? We could have it here in 15 to 25 minutes.
Let's do that.
Oh, the Uber Eats?
It'd be super nice and cold, man.
The Uber Eats is an app?
It McDonald's, Mamma Mia's, High Sierra.
Oh, poor
Faskin, the Logan's.
What was the local guys that didn't make it that were doing that? The Munchies on Wheels?
Oh, really?
Yeah, Munchies on Wheels was doing that forever. And now all of a sudden Uber Eats comes in like, screw you guys.
They had Munchies on Wheels and there was another one.
Yeah.
But I think the Munchies on Wheels, I think he switched professions, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. To one that would make money?
Mm-hmm. And if you like cars and beer, horsepower and hops.
That's all nice.
Pictures.
That's all you guys.
Engines and beers. There you go. Cheers.
I know you guys are Volkswagen guys, obviously. Yeah, but obviously. What's your muscle car? Ford or Chevy?
Oh, Chevy.
All right, it's show's over.
It's show's over. Chevy.
This, I'm making an announcement. I'm looking for new co-hosts of the Perfect Pour.
Ouch.
If you're a Ford Mustang guy, please sign up at perfectpourpod.com.
You drive a Toyota.
Yeah, but I'm a Mustang guy, bro.
It's in my blood.
Come on, man.
How many Mustangs have you owned?
My first one for a long time. It was my first car. It was 1969 Ford Mustang.
69.
302 Cleveland.
Not a Windsor.
Used to chirp. Used to chirp it. Shifted gears. Chirped it.
Second gear scratch.
Do it. Do it. It's pretty badass. I was watching Muscle Car Fails before the show.
Oh man, those were bad. That video? Yes.
Oh, there's a lot of new Mustangs failing, spinning out, not controlling their cars very well.
Didn't you feel bad for the guy who managed to flip his truck doing a burnout?
Oh. No.
Oh.
I don't feel bad for any of those people. I feel bad for the innocent people that they run into.
Yes. Oh, yeah, they tore some crap.
But they're fun to watch. Like, look at that freaking machine that you just love dearly that you just fucked up.
Yeah, and obliterated somebody else's, you know, poor daily driver with.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Perfect Pour. Perfect Pour Pod on all the social medias. The Nick 80 on social media. Bearded Brewer 87.
That's me.
Mikey Top Pour.
Top Pour.
Follow us on all the social medias and thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Have fun. Be safe. We'll see you back again next week. Or maybe we'll see you at a local Get It. You never know.
Yeah.
Sunburn!
Woo!
Because it feels like summer. I don't think that's it.
That's not good.